B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Noon time hour. We're going to get right to your calls in a couple of minutes if you're hanging on. Nice. Or if you dropped off and you want to call back. I apologize. It's always hard to get to calls when we have Bert.
Yeah.
Between the three of us plus Bert, that's a lot of talking. Here's the tweet, though. Which tweet did you read? Is there more than one tweet up right now?
The sacrifice one?
Yeah.
I didn't get to where I am. We're on sacrifice?
All right. 39 minutes ago, the Gilly Lock, Stephon Gilmore on Twitter, tweeted, "If I didn't sacrifice, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. So I'm going to keep sacrificing." Here's how you interpret that as a positive for the Patriots. I'm going to continue to play. I'm going to continue to show up, do my job. And I feel like I'm sacrificing salary to be here, but I signed a big contract 5 years ago, and there are some sacrifices to be made for the fact that I signed that deal. And this is what I'm doing in 2021. I'm playing football. I'm showing up. I'm going to do my job.
That's funny. I take that as I busted my ass. I worked my ass off. Got to be a pro. Continue to do what I do. Be a good family man. Work my ass off. I got paid. I'm going to continue to work my ass off because I think I'm going to get paid again here this offseason. That's the way I look at that.
Where's the sacrifice in doing that?
It's hard work. To me, sacrifice is hard work. What you put in. Blood, sweat, and tears. Sacrifice can mean a lot of things, Beetle.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where the sacrifice is in your scenario.
I'm going to play for my $7 million price. 2 years ago, defensive player of the year.
Whew. Well, it's not what I would do. I tell the Patriots to sit on it and rotate. I'm taking my money. I'm getting it somewhere.
You think this is beneficial to the Patriots where back in, what, August, he went away for like 3 days and all of a sudden there a $5 million bonus popped up? Come on. This guy's big money player.
Okay, but you know that the team does have a card to play too. And their card to play is, fine, you don't want to play? Don't show up. You're not worth much in a trade because everyone knows you're on the final year of your deal and you're going to hold out unless you get an extension. So we don't know that you're worth all that much in a trade. Fine, you don't want to show up to play football? Don't show up to play football.
Well, that'd be bad for them.
We want football.
Considering where this thing's trending.
We have football players here. We have guys that want to play. So you know how this goes when players hold out.
Corner? You got that guy?
When players hold out, the fans rarely side with the player. They usually side with their team. In fact, we talked about this the other day.
I would concur that the last 20 years, but I think the tide has turned.
So the other day we talked about it. I got emails and tweets about people saying, bleep him. He signed a big contract. He should play to his contract. So I know which way the public perception of that will go. It will be pro-Patriots, and it will be against Gilmore, and I don't think they'll take a hit for doing it. And maybe they've already told him this. Maybe they gave it to him in no uncertain terms. Gilmore, Stephon,
sacrifice can mean sitting.
We're not trading you. We need you on our team. And I mentioned this to you yesterday. I said, I don't know that they can afford to not have him. They have such a lack of talent that they need the guy if they want to be a good team next year. So they say, listen, you signed the deal. We paid you day one of free agency, gave you a big contract. We're not giving you more money. Play to the end of your contract and sign as a free agent next year. We promise we won't tag you. We will not tag you. Show up and play. Let's get going. Let's play. We're not giving you a raise. We're not giving you a raise. We're not trading you. It's up to you whether or not you want to play, but we know how these things usually play out publicly. It's up to you. It's your decision. And you know, by what is it, week 8, they have to report to get the year counted?
Yes.
Hey,
Logan Mankins, line of demarcation, week 8.
You want to show up week 8? Show up week 8. We'll use you in the back half of the season. And pay you
I got tight hands.
Half the money.
Oh, damn, he's tight.
We'll pay you a little under $4 million for the year. That would actually be great for us. Well, usually in the second half of the year, if that's what you're going to do. But we're not trading you. It's your decision. And I think if he's put in that spot where the Patriots hold that line and they don't trade him, he's arrived maybe at this point where he said, you know what? Fine. I play out the contract. I'll make that sacrifice, and I'm going to get a big deal next offseason. I didn't get here by not sacrificing. That's how I interpret that tweet as a potential positive.
I appreciate your glasses half full.
I'm a positive guy, Zoe. I'm a positive Patriot guy. Now, unlike you,
this league, I played with guys in this league. I know where this one's heading.
Heel turn Zolak.
That dude doesn't look
here.
In the mirror.
Hates
that
the
dude
Pats
doesn't.
Now.
Number 24 doesn't look in the mirror and say I'm a $7 million.
Now that Brady's won his Super Bowl, Zoe feels comfortable rooting for the Patriots again.
Of course, I'm rooting for the Patriots. I always have when Brady was winning a Super Bowl. Brady wasn't
when Brady
playing
was
you in
winning,
the Super Bowl.
When Brady was
Jack
a Patriot,
ass.
I liked the Patriots.
Brady wasn't playing the Patriots. Patriots are eliminated. Brady was like, it's just eye candy watching it just go on this run. Rooting for the guy. Hope he gets sacked
eight times
when he comes in here next year.
You don't really mean that.
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't think you do.
No, I do.
What will Zoe do if there's a Brady to Gronk touchdown and he's calling the game?
Capella will hold me down.
There it is. Oh, I hope he gets sacked eight times until he gets there that day and he's like, oh my God, Brady's here. Oh my God.
I got to talk to Dennis on that one.
Brady's
got
it.
You got it.
Brady's
back. Something happens.
Just wait for the call.
Really, really good for them. You got to mute it. No, I'm kidding. Let's go Pats. Let's go Pats. I'm ready. I told you. I told you this one day. Super Bowl's over. That was fun watching Brady win. Now it's time to fix it. Swift kick in the ass. Let's get back to competing. You didn't compete last year. You could say you did. Appreciate all the effort. 16 games. Weird year and all that.
No, you didn't compete for a playoff. Yeah. Truly compete for a playoff spot.
Brady's back! That's your quarterback!
There you go. That's the call you're going to have next year for the Bucs game.
I mean, that's serious questions, too. Like
Brady's back! That's not your quarterback!
Say they get left at the altar. Are they going to root for fans coming back?
Oh, if they don't get a quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying you get left at the altar.
Yeah,
get left at the altar on the quarterback.
They're going to be telling everybody. Yeah. You know what they're going to be doing? Hey, come to a Patriots game. Hey. Everybody gets a vaccine.
Governor Baker, we don't have the proper spacing.
Trying to get you on their good
probably
side.
Keep it down about 20%. You know?
All season ticket holders now eligible for vaccines.
Those people in the end zone, let's get them out of there. We don't want them close to the players yelling things. Pull off the building!
So that's how I put the positive spin on Gilmore's tweet. That's all I'm doing. I don't know about you. You want to be negative.
Cover
you
corner.
You be negative on your own time.
Cover corners don't tweet things like that.
Okay.
Saying, I'm gonna play for seven.
All right. Hey, do you hear the new update on the vaccine today, by the way? Here in Massachusetts.
I feel like this is like from the movie Old School. Where they're driving around, you see your boy Blue, and you just kidnap him off the street. And just
did everybody have the exact same thought?
Yes.
Like, what old person do I know that I can take to get a vaccine?
I got five in my neighborhood. Text me. You busy tomorrow, Zoe?
For those
I said, I'm good. I already got COVID.
For those that don't know, Governor Baker, last hour, the state announced that you are eligible to get a vaccine if you bring a person who is over 75 years old to get vaccinated. And there is no other eligibility requirement other than you brought a 75-year-old or older with you.
That's pathetic.
So,
an oldster, as the Inquirer would call them.
Here's your little carrot.
Like, hey, do I know anyone? Do I know any people that are over 75 that need a vaccine? I'm available. I will drive you.
This
no
like
problem.
Buy one, get one half off.
No, I'll drive the whole neighborhood if that's what it takes.
But that's the problem. The first person I thought of was a guy in my neighborhood who I talked to. I see him out walking the dog night. I'm like, oh, crap, I don't know if he's 75. I don't want to offend him and ask him. Sometimes these New Englanders, they look like they're 75. They might be 58. You don't know. The guy's only, 10 years older than me, maybe.
We got real seasons here. You know, it weathers you. It ages you. I would say that those people that are over 75, they can now start auctioning off their ride. Like, well, what are you offering me? You know,
I might rent a van.
Who's got the best deal? You know,
Kids get in the car. We're going to Applebee's.
Do I get a lunch? Is there a small, nominal fee for my time to be going and getting this vaccine? Maybe some of these people can go get more than one vaccine, under a different name going back in.
And Beetle, they're going to consider vaccinating parents who have sickly children at home.
Well, that makes sense.
They could be compromised, but they're not sure yet. They're considering it.
Like, that makes total sense.
Get it done.
There's so many groups that would make sense right now. So many. But this one, bring a 75.
So we got 7,000 appointments open through the weekend here in Gillette. Come on down.
I'm going down to the nursing home today. Anyone need a ride to Gillette? I'm available.
Oh, my God. You know what I just thought of?
Who wants to go?
I got a dentist appointment in West Roxbury today. You can't step on the sidewalk there without bumping into a 75-year-old.
Just grab one.
Walking over to Roach Brothers. I might get one today.
Oh, my God.
Man, there is some senior citizen housing in Quincy that I'm going to go stand outside of with a sign like a picking someone up at the airport. You know, available.
Wait a minute. They're like schmatz like couldn't find ones like for his parents now all of a sudden.
I'm going to hold a whiteboard.
You can drive him in and get vaccinated now.
Transportation available. Let's go get vaccinated.
But you got to weed out the people you don't want. You have to.
Right.
Were you born before 1946? If so, see me now.
Can I see some proof of eligibility? You know, driver's license, Mass ID, something. I got to make sure you're 75.
Would Mass pass for a 75-year-old?
No.
Are you a member of the Greatest Generation?
If I dress him the way I want to dress him.
So the thought was, let's go kidnap Blue off the
car. Hey, Blue, get in the van. Because I said so.
Get in the van. Let's get to some of your calls coming up next. Also this hour, how Jimmy G would make perfect sense for the Patriots. We'll get to all that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tub. Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're back, huh?
Yeah, man. What are you doing in there?
Oh, sorry. Doing a cameo. That's
I did
all.
Three last break.
Yeah, I know. You bang them out during the break, too.
Yeah. It's that time of year, Valentine's Day. You want to wish your sweetie a hi for me?
Yep.
Hit me up on Cameo.
Yeah, it's funny. See, like, of all the things, you could get someone for Valentine's Day, you get them us.
Lucky you, hon, huh?
Lucky you.
You're lucky girl, you.
Wish your sweetie a hi from me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Well, you'd rather get that than pajamas with a back end that opens?
Right. Of course. Who wants that?
Which one would she rather have?
Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather have?
Well, there's two buttons on her.
Apparently, Zoe would go for the PJs.
Velcro.
PJ. There was a small issue with one of those reeds a couple of years back.
Yeah.
You may remember.
Yeah, every reed.
You know, I'd just like to remind everyone that Hardy and I are far more affordable than Zoe on Cameo.
That's fine.
Thank you very much. You pay a premium for Zoe. But oh boy, does he deliver.
I sure do.
Okay, a couple things to get to. We'll get to Jimmy Garoppolo, but first let's get to Greg in Providence. He's been hanging on. He had a Celtics point he wanted to make from earlier. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to switch gears back to the Celtics quickly. Earlier, you guys were talking about the opportunities looking for a big man. And there's two teams that come to mind for me, really, roster-wise. The first team is the Atlanta Hawks. They've got John Collins and Clint Capella on their roster. And from my understanding, John Collins isn't very happy on that team. And him and Trae Young don't really get along. And the other team that comes to mind is the Cleveland Cavaliers. They have Andre Drummond, and they just traded for Jared Allen. Seems to be some redundancy there, so I wanted to know what you guys thought about those two opportunities.
Capella's interesting.
Capella and Drummond, yeah.
Yeah, those are both interesting things that could happen.
Money's got to match, right?
Any of those things would be, I think, an upgrade. I don't know if it turns you into... Listen, you need Kemba to be better. That was my major takeaway of the day. It's nice that he's playing. You need him to be better.
See, Brad's been saying the same thing over and over for a long time now, that if we're going anywhere, we need Kemba to be Kemba. He said after the game last night, I'm not worried about it. You know, we had an off night, but I expect him to be him. And we need him at full force if we think we're going to do anything. Scary thing is, what if he doesn't get there? You know, what if that becomes a problem?
I don't know. That I don't know what the ceiling is for this team. I think it changes pretty dramatically. I wanted to get to this story that Jeff Howe had written by ranking the 25 best off-season targets for the Patriots. Number one on the list, let me save you the
suspense
of this, is not a quarterback. It's a tight end. Hunter Henry, tight end. Number one target on the list. You know what the number two target is? I bring this up only to go back to a previous conversation.
What's that?
The number two target is J.J. Watt. Tight end, home wrecker, not a quarterback. In fact, quarterback doesn't make the list until number eight.
This is Jeff Howe?
Jeff Howe. Mm-hmm. One's for you, Perillo. tight end and home wrecker, one and two. Jimmy Garoppolo, he has as the top quarterback on the list.
I've been saying that for months.
He writes, Garoppolo's durability is undeniably an issue. By the way, happy birthday, Jeff Howe.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. Garoppolo's durability, he writes, is undeniably an issue, but here's the attractive scenario. If the 49ers are serious about dumping his salary, he won't be nearly as sought after as Matthew Stafford and should probably be available for a Saturday draft pick. Acquiring his contract also makes sense because he's only on the books for $25.5 million this year, $25.6 million next year, and the Patriots could get out of the deal at that point if necessary. If they acquire Garoppolo, the Patriots could pair him with enough veteran help to win now while also trading into the top 10 for the quarterback of the future. It'd be the perfect blend of taking care of the present and future. I'm with him on this, except for one thing. Why does San Francisco trade Garoppolo if they don't have his replacement? That needs to be figured out.
That's the first domino.
And
Jimmy's not the biggest domino. It's got to be like Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
And those type of guys that somehow somebody's got to pull off one of these trades to make him available that way.
And what trade happens where Kirk Cousins or another legitimate quarterback is traded?
Yeah.
Let's say it's Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, you name him. In which trade does he get traded to the 49ers and Garoppolo doesn't go back the other way in the deal?
Right.
How does this happen? How do we get there?
I don't know. And that's a scary thing because if that is like the new way things are going to start evolving, that, okay, we'll give you one, plus we'll give you our quarterback. Like, that was the odd thing with the Rams in Detroit. Like, we'll also give you our quarterback. Here, take him and our two first rounders. Okay, thank you. Now Crazy Philly's asking that from Wentz or even more. And I asked about that. Like, what the hell are they thinking? They're like, well, the real hope is really to get just a single one. Like, I'd barely give up a one for Wentz. Like a low first round pick. Hell, would I give up two or three? No way. This contract's atrocious. But I do think at 15 they're gonna take a defensive player.
Why is that?
Because I think a lot of the offensive guys are going to be off the board in the top 10 and are going to be right there in that sweet spot from 11 to 15 where, holy crap, we get a chance at one of the top five defensive players in this draft. Because I think there's going to be four receivers that go, four quarterbacks. You're already there at eight. There's an offensive tackle that's a stud.
Okay, so it's about the quality of player.
Micah Parsons from Penn State, he could potentially be there.
So
at 15, I think that's a slide for him because he's more around like a top 10 pick.
All right, but when you say, oh, they're going to draft defense, you're not saying, oh, they're committed to only drafting a defensive player. You're saying when they get to their portion of the draft, there's going to be some very high-quality defensive players that are still sitting on the board and they can't not take those players.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
Maybe the kid from Alabama sitting there, but maybe they're not sold on him, so we're not going to waste a 15th round pick. I mean, the 15th pick in a draft on him to where we get an impact defensive player right away.
Please don't trade back.
Please don't.
Please don't trade back.
Don't trade back for 2 twos. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't trade back to 27.
Get rid of all your second round picks. Get rid of all your second round picks
next year. No.
Second round picks, throw them away.
This makes me real nervous and borderline pissed off.
One of the rewards of being bad is a good pick.
I want to hear this one from Hardy. Go ahead, Hardy.
No, when I read that, what Jeff Howe, he's going to rank these players based on the best fit for the Patriots.
Great
and
list. Mm-hmm.
And players are listed by overall ranking and their positional ranking, but extra consideration given to positions of greater need.
Ooh.
Then how is quarterback not number one? I don't give a flip about Hunter Henry if there's no quarterback back there to throw the ball to Hunter Henry, or Hunter Henry is blocking for Stidham.
See, but you're talking about March 17th. That's a Hunter Henry day.
All right, hold on.
That's day one of the offseason.
Let me give you a scenario. Ready? Let's do this.
Figure out
Let's play fantasy football for a second, Hardy.
Okay.
Do you want Stidham and Hunter Henry or Garoppolo and no change to the offensive weapons?
Ooh.
Is Hunter Henry the only change to the offensive weapons?
Yeah, that's how I laid it out.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you get?
Yeah.
I'll take Garoppolo.
Give me Stidham and Hunter Henry.
Oh boy,
what makes you think
pictures of his shoes,
Beetle? What makes you think Stidham can play quarterback?
I don't know that he can play quarterback. He's got to be better than Cam. The Patriots don't think so.
Really?
But I'm going to give him the credit and just assume he's able to complete a pass.
The Patriots don't think so. As bad as Cam Newton was, they think Jared Stidham is worse.
They've been wrong before. They thought that having Cam Newton on the team was a good idea.
Well, I don't think they have much of an idea. I think this goes back to poor planning.
Yes.
So you'll take Hunter Henry and a guy who can't play the position. Good. Oh, you got a good tight end. I don't know what he's going to do.
Run around.
Well, yeah, he's going
to catch passes.
Catch passes from who?
He's going to catch passes.
No, he's not.
He's
got no one to throw it to him.
Jacoby Myers on a reverse pass.
You're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind. Garoppolo, I think, is good, but his durability is a real concern.
I don't care. I'd risk the injury stuff.
As would I. I wouldn't let that hold me back. Now, if you get Hunter Henry, here's the thing. If you get Jimmy Garoppolo, this is what I don't want to hear from anybody. And by saying I don't want to hear from anyone, I mean sort of the people close to the team. Garoppolo is cost-controlled. That allows you to continue to spend money. Yeah. You can get Garoppolo and Hunter Henry. You can do that, and you can draft defense in the first round. We'll pick this up on the other side. Hardy has our headlines. Go nowhere. More on Russell Wilson before the day is out as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
As far as the Las Vegas Raiders go, here's where it stands. They've had several teams call, plenty of teams call on their quarterback, but not just Derek Carr. Teams are interested in Derek Carr. I know it would be incredibly expensive if the Raiders dealt him. It doesn't sound like they've hung up the phone, but I don't get the sense they want to deal him either. But Marcus Mariota is getting some trade interest as well. And it is possible that one Raiders quarterback is traded and it's not Derek Carr, because there's legitimate and real interest in Mariota. And I probably myself overlooked this at the time, but that performance that he gave at the end of the year really caught a lot of teams' eyes that maybe he could be the next Ryan Tannehill, which would be amazing, because Ryan Tannehill happened after Marcus Mariota got benched, and now he could be the next guy of the guy who took his place. Anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens.
So Marcus Mariota is having his name put in trade rumors now. Picking up steam a little bit. I'm in on Marcus Mariota because, as we've said, what other options are there? I mean, you can't sit here and get picky. You need a quarterback. You take a quarterback if there's one available.
Well, according to Jeff Howe, you take a tight end. But go ahead, Beetle.
Well, that's for Trey Lance.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you take six.
Jeff is very big on Trey Lance.
You fill out the other you fill out six other positions before you bother with a quarterback. But neither here nor there. It's so stupid.
See, that is going to be so cool.
Ridiculous. Seriously, all this is nonsense until we get the quarterback. I'm glad we're talking about a quarterback now, because everything else is just ridiculous BS until you figure out the quarterback.
What's his name, Henry?
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. You're going to be able to knock on Hunter Henry's door at 9:01 a.m. or pick up that phone on March 17th, say, you got to come here and play tight end for us. Who's going to throw me the ball? We don't know yet, but just work with us here.
Hey, pay him the most money and he'll be yours.
That's going to be the key for this team.
Cut the check.
Come on, Hendry. Yeah. I think you'll fold under questioning.
You got to cut the check.
Mariota's name is now out there, and if the Patriots are in on Mariota and they've talked with the Raiders about Mariota and they lose out to another team, how's that going to feel if we find that out after the fact? They lost out on Mariota.
The other team have receivers? That's an easy one.
No, it's not about where Mariota wants to be. It's about what you're willing to give up. The same way they were in on Stafford and got blown away by all the other teams involved.
What's worse? If equal money and he chooses to go elsewhere because they have better receivers.
It's one thing. He's not a free agent. What are you talking about?
I understand.
It's a trade.
All right. I effed that up.
Thank you. Let's just move on. It's okay. No problem. So
I get hung up on the money here. Go
no,
ahead.
No. This one doesn't involve money. This is just about what you're willing to give up. So if they get blown, I get it. You get blown away in the Stafford thing because you're not really in the business of giving up multiple first-round picks and giving up a haul to get a quarterback. But that's not what Mariota is.
If I wouldn't mind him
and
as
that's
1A.
Your game. Like, Mariota is the Patriots' game. Okay. Oh, our game is trading those mid-round picks for undervalued guys.
No, but at least it's a plan. It would tell me, like, at least they thought this out and had a plan. I would love them to say, we're going to go after Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then that gets knocked down by San Fran. We got plan B ready to go. We're going after Mariota. And get it done. At least you're going to get a guy and get a
plan. What if it doesn't happen in that order? That'll be tough to swallow, too, if you have Mariota available, you get a good deal, you feel good walking away from it, and then a week later, the 49ers say, we are going to trade Jimmy G. We're done with him.
Oh. It's like the whole Jared Cook thing. Like, we had him, but he went out there because we couldn't guarantee him that Gronk wasn't coming back. So he already committed, and he doesn't want to go back on his word, so he's just going to stay there. That's the way that would feel. The way you felt when Gronk departed. Yeah. Yuck. But the quarterback would sting more because, holy crap, that was your guy. That was the handpicked guy. That was the guy you were developing.
Do you think McDaniels?
See, I think it's good because I think it's good because he's got experience now. You know, it's not like there are times where you'll throw Stidham in there and you'll watch and there'll be that panic throw, you know, like almost a pick again or overforced.
Yeah, Mariota looked okay in that one game he played this year.
Yeah.
Right?
So did Tyler Henneke, who got an extension today, by the way.
He did?
Yep.
What'd he get?
I don't know what the numbers are, but Washington signed him to an extension.
All right. Good
They're
for
bring
him.
Back to compete. That's nice. Good for him.
No
that's
more.
That's what one game does for you. Takes one game.
Patriots had him. They had him here. Max in Cohasset. Hi, Max.
Hey, guys. I'm calling about Jimmy G. I have a comment and a question. My comment about bringing Jimmy G back is that forget what the on-field looks like with him. I think it makes sense for Bill to bring him back because, you know, after Brady winning the Super Bowl, people are questioning and players are questioning whether it's the Patriot way or the Tom Brady way. And I think if Jimmy G comes back, he gets players to buy in to Bill's system. Maybe he takes a pay cut. And I think that, you know, re-energizes the Patriot way. But my question with that is, what are the chances San Francisco actually moves on? Because
I don't know. That's the question, though. You're asking the right question, Max. If they're moving on, why are they moving on?
Why are they CJ Beathard better?
Because the only reason they move on is because they got something better.
Right.
And if they get something better, how is it that Jimmy G doesn't go back to that other team in the trade? Because if there's something better and it's getting traded to them, that's going to leave a gaping hole on another team.
Like
and
Goff going to the Lions.
Right.
Yes.
In the Goff deal, they swapped quarterbacks. If there were to be a deal with the Minnesota Vikings for Kirk Cousins, how is it that Jimmy G doesn't then go to the Vikings?
Right.
If they do with Houston for Deshaun Watson, how is it that Jimmy G doesn't get included in the trade, especially with Nick Caserio there?
Can the Texans F you over by delaying this Watson thing? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could.
If they're doubling down, saying we're not trading a player.
All these teams hanging on to wait.
Right. Yeah. Instead of just shipping him right now to the Jets to get the ball rolling, get the dominoes going. Now all of a sudden, Sam Darnold's available. Now all of a sudden, if I'm Shanahan out there, that piques my interest. Sam Darnold's a potential guy I would want, along with maybe a Kirk Cousins. And now the dominoes start to fall.
By the way, Taylor Heinicke got $8.75 million on a two-year deal.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That's great.
Good for him.
Good for that kid.
Worth up to 8.75 for 2 years.
Okay, so the base salaries have to be in the millions.
Yeah.
Wow, good for that kid. That's awesome. Sweet.
So Cam's not coming back here for $1 million?
I guess not. I guess Cam won't be back for $1 million.
He's not worth a million, ding dong.
He will be.
Oh, that might entice Cam to come back and play for someone, even if it's not the Patriots. Oh, wow.
That's what Brian Hoyer got to go to the Colts 2 years ago.
More of your thoughts.
That dude got $12 million bucks.
That's like me wanting to give Cam $25 million a year after one game. They saw Heinicke for one game. It's like, give him four and a half a year.
That one game you played against the Jets where you threw three touchdowns, you look great.
Wow.
I'm going to give you $25 million.
Good contract. Good contract, Hardy. Good one. All right, then. Let's get to...
Diarrhea.
More of your thoughts.
Heartburn, indigestion.
Diarrhea.
Did you see that the cord cutters got kicked in the balls last night?
Yeah, Louse.
Louse
got a cup of pencils outside next to Store Market.
Louse got a bag of frozen peas on his lap back in his office right now.
I'm going to throw that in the mix with your calls next.
Why is he walking all duck-footed?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Bertrand, sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim Louth got an email yesterday from his new television provider.
How'd he get an email? I thought he's off the grid.
I think I'm going out on a limb even calling it a television provider. That would be Fubo TV.
What's that phone jack he has? You plug in your wall and you get like a phone for like $20 a month.
What is
Magic
that?
Jack?
Magic Jack.
Magic Jack. Magic Jacket. Yep.
Right next to the bins of inflatable balls at Walgreens.
As seen on TV.
Yes. As seen on TV aisle.
That's a great aisle, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
I won't lie.
It's not bad.
It's good. I've bought the pans, Zoe. Bought one for Zoe.
You know what I bought?
What?
The egg cooker. What's the name of the egg you put on the muffin with the hollandaise sauce?
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. What kind of egg is that? It's a
poached egg.
Poached egg. Little round rubber thing. It comes with like five of them, and you put the egg in, and you put it in a pot of boiling water, and it cooks it perfectly.
Poached egg. Nice.
Poached egg.
Nice. Well,
but I don't have to spin it, put the vinegar in and all that, worry about keeping it together.
By the way, Beetle, watch the movie Dark Waters.
I watched it.
And you're still using nonstick cooking items?
Yeah. I'm out on Teflon.
Why?
I'm out.
Great movie, though, isn't it?
Excellent. Well, I would say really good movie. It was a little slow
at times.
What's
wrong with it?
Dark.
Well, a little dark.
Literally dark. It's like, wow, this is a dark movie.
Yeah.
In the lighting budget.
They did that on purpose.
I think you're right.
That's, that's an artist at work right there. I like Mark Ruffalo a lot. I think he's excellent in just about everything he's ever been in. So here's what the email said for Jim Louth from his no longer YouTube TV. Now he's a Fubo TV guy.
When I don't know what that means.
YouTube TV dropped Nesson. They dropped all their regional sports networks. They don't want to carry them anymore. So Fubo still has it. And they wrote this to their subscribers. Important account update. Hi there. Hi there. It doesn't say hi, Jim. It says hi there.
Right.
So informal. So rude.
Well, no, they're friendly. We're
hi, your generic
neighbor.
Off-the-grid person.
Hi there. In order to continue bringing you the best in sports programming, including Nesson, coming this March, we'll be adding an RSN fee. That's, again, Regional Sports Network fee. Of $5 per month to your bill. This will take effect on your next billing cycle following March 11th, 2021. For more details on regional sports fees, click here.
Oh.
They just jacked your rates $5 because they can.
Your face.
Because they can.
Yeah.
And this is not Nesson's fault, by the way. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything to cause this. YouTube does not want to carry the RSNs anymore. They dropped them. Fubo TV says, well, we're one of the only games left in town. We can jack the rates. Supply and demand.
Love it.
We've got something they don't. Pay us more money now. Cord cutters. Cord cutters. Part of me wants to laugh. I already am. I'm laughing.
Because they think they're getting they're gaining an edge, right?
Once upon a time, it was ahead of the curve, and there was a big edge to be gained cost-wise. Right. I don't think it exists anymore.
No, they're going to get theirs. No.
They're all going to get theirs.
Mm-hmm. Hidden fees, baby.
Yeah,
like the damn airlines.
The new RSN fee.
Yeah.
Being a cord cutter is like flying Spirit. You know?
It sure is.
There's a fee for everything.
Bring your own water.
Oh, you dropped the cable and internet package? Well, guess what? When you drop the cable, we charge you more for the internet. Hey.
Yeah. So, can I help you, sir? Oh, I would like something to drink. Oh, okay. We'll be landing in 3 hours. You could get one at the airport.
Cutting the cord is great until you want to print your boarding pass. Then you're screwed.
617-779. So I'm curious to know what Jim's going to do.
Jack.
What's Louth going to do?
He's going to go home. He's going to get on Magic Jack, and he's going to call his provider. Or that Fibu or whatever.
Fubu.
Mm-hmm. Fubu.
He's corporate. He doesn't necessarily have to watch the games.
That's true. He doesn't.
That's true.
He doesn't come in and work on the show on a daily basis.
Bruins are never going to play. They got like COVID stuff going everywhere. Red Sox could potentially be unwatchable. Unless Jim likes Dining Playbook, you never know.
Oh, he does. Oh,
Mad Fish. He got Mad Fisherman.
Charlie Moore. Yes,
he's the Mad Fisherman. He's Charlie.
Everyone
Moore.
Knows that about Luff.
Yeah,
that he's a big fisherman.
Luff's Charlie Moore.
He does.
He's a big fan of Charlie's.
I did Charlie's show 1 year. Went up to Lake Winnipesaukee. Gorgeous.
You were on?
I never knew the lake was so big. I couldn't catch a fish, so he caught one. We put it on the end of my line, threw it back in the water, and had to reel it in like, oh, I got one.
Like, there's only two big lakes in New England that I can think of off the top of my head. Like,
this
big.
Thing's like an ocean.
New Hampshire has Winnipesaukee, and Maine has Sebago. Right?
Are there any?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it Sebago?
No.
Oh. I had a friend said he was going up to Lake Sebago.
The hard A.
All right.
You're a hard A.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Tough crowd.
I'm just wondering what happens now. What's going to happen for Louth? Is he going to change back to the wire coming out of the wall?
I don't know. What's he doing with that extra money? He raised his daughter's softball team. He could put some of that to that.
That's true. Where do you think that square
take
money
some of the
went?
Tape off her shoes. Don't buy duct tape this month.
It's true. It's all a good point. Why don't we get to headlines and come right on back. No commercials. We'll do headlines and be back with the fourth and final hour. T-Bone, we got that stuff on Russell Wilson ready to go?
Come on, T-Bone.
We got a little update on that Russell Wilson stuff.
Oh.
We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.